There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Just watching Manuel's cognitive dissonance at when Ashley was saying, "Look, isn't she beautiful?" And the stripper was shaking her ass in front of him, but Ashley's right here and was kind of encouraging. And he was like, "Is this a trap?"
He didn't know what to think. This is you, Dorothy. You ain't in Kansas anymore.
And how free she is about things like that. He's like, "No, women with women." Women with strippers?
Women with strippers. You're not going to kill me for giving a stripper a dollar because women where I'm from would slaughter me.
Yeah. If my mother or my ex-wife ever did this, I would be losing. My arm would be gone.
Yes. Just like, yes, they would come out of the ground no matter where you are and just remove an appendage.
He thought it was a trick.
He thought it was a trick. Yes. He was like, "Is this some Bruja shit?"
This, I got to say, this whole... their whole segment was peak 90 Day Fiancé for me.
Emotional.
We had emotion. Mm-hmm. We had fish out of water sequences. Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
We also had.
I would love to be on this party.
We also had, I believe, Ashley talking to her friends or trying to convince her friends who's not there, still trying to. Please her friend who's not there.
Yes.
To approve of her, of her marriage. Yeah.
So unrealistic expectations of connecting to people. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was my other favorite part is that was so Ashley of having, even though the person, which I think is kind of shitty.
Yeah. We had last minute plans because the man of honor got too
passed
drunk
out.
And passed out somewhere. So he couldn't throw the bachelor party.
Yes. Yes.
Great episode.
And a cake from Publix.
Which are very good.
I agree.
I gotta say.
I just did not know we'd be getting one for our wedding.
Well, you know, they're just doing...
I got you.
Yeah, they're doing their own thing. I will say this. It looked like a lot of fun, and I would have fun on this trip.
I think it did look fun. They were tearing it up on the boat.
Yes. Although I've never really been on a boat. I mean, I've done.
Only in Lake Murray?
Only in Lake Murray, really.
A pontoon boat?
You know, there wasn't a lot of, and this is going to be a surprise to you because it's so big, but there's really not a lot of waves on Lake Murray. I don't know if you knew that. It's kind of more like still water. Not still water, Oklahoma, which is where OSU is, but the water doesn't move a lot. But my cousin, who lives in Torrance, like 20 years ago, I went on a sailboat. That was terrifying.
You mean Torrance, California?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
a sailboat.
And then I've done like the to the ferry in New York City when you go see the Statue
Staten
of Liberty.
Staten Island Ferry.
I've done that. And
or the no, sorry, that's the Liberty Statue of Liberty ferry.
Yes, I think I've done the Staten Island though ferry as well, the orange one.
Why? Yeah, but why?
We went somewhere. You're in your 20s. People live everywhere.
You have to go to Staten Island. Sorry, Staten Island sissies, but you know.
But but I guess, and I think that's it. That's really all the boats that I've been on. I haven't done a lot of boats.
So. You've never been like out in like in the like.
Oh, I lied. I was on a boat kind of like this in Hawaii. That was great. So
got it.
I don't get seasick. I thought I would worry about getting sick, but I don't.
Oh, I do.
Oh,
yeah. My Hawaii boat trip ended with me just.
This is just recently, right?
Yeah, just clutching a pole. And not in a good way. Not like they were. Not what they were doing looked fun. Ours was like 20-foot swells, and I was like,
"Did your man friend claim you, or did he act like he didn't know you?"
He was actually a little sick too.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I should have taken Dramamine, but it actually makes me tired and not feel well.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I'm gonna get with those wristbands.
I think get a wristband and then get one of those John Travolta bubbles and you can just float in it.
Fuck you. This is 90 Day Fiancé. Season 10, episode 15.
Till death do us part. Because naming is dead.
You mean originality of any types of names.
Yes. But between this and Manhattan, I can't
Manhattan.
Anymore.
You keep saying Manhattan.
Manhattan.
You drop the T's. You just say the H. Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you normally people say that Manhattan?
No, but no, you say Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah,
y'all, we're talking about the new name of Manhattan Barbie, the new name of Justine and Michael's daughter on Love After Lockup.
Manhattan Barbie.
Manhattan Barbie. We go into a very long discussion about our thoughts with that name. You can listen to that at the $8 tier.
You know,
that is a commercial-free tier, by the way. So if you have that tier, you get
the more I say it, and maybe this is me getting okay, getting just okay with things in my age. I hate it less. I still think it's ridiculous.
I think it's now. I kind of want them to make a Manhattan Barbie.
Yeah,
she just walks on Fifth Avenue. She like wears like. Big earrings and shops.
Or she's
fabulous.
It comes with heels, and she puts her heels in her purse
and
puts
on shoes. Her shoes. Yes.
Yeah.
They could do it. They could
comes
do a
with
brand
the MetroCard.
Thing with Fila.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some shoe company. New Balances.
Yeah.
Alfra or Ultra. Ultra. Hokas.
Ultra.
There's these new shoes. Everybody's talking about them in Long Grove. They're called Ultras, Ultras, but they're spelled A-L, and everybody loves them. They say they're like Hokas.
Everybody's talking about it in Long Grove, everybody.
They're like Hokas, but cuter.
Hokas?
You don't know Hokas? They're great tennis shoes. They're like big, thick, padded. You should get those for running with your knees. Do you really run anymore, though?
I do run.
I have some running.
I have my own runnings.
They don't sponsor the show, but you should get some.
I feel like everything you do, you pitch everything like they sponsor the show.
You have no room to talk. You've talked about your things. I do maybe a little bit more.
Announcements, tour dates, y'all. We're still working on them. We are close. I promise. I promise. I'm just going to start giving you our tour manager's number. I'm just going to give it out on the podcast.
Just give it out. Text him asking.
Text him and see how it is.
That would be kind of an amazing move.
Don't put it past me. If we get to halfway through next week and we don't have anything, I'm thinking about it.
All right, y'all.
Don't put it past me.
Heard it here first. We're still trying to make that goal of the end of January. We've got this week coming up. We've got Single Life. We'll be obviously. We've got that up. What else do we have this? We have Smothered.
Single Life, by the way.
Uh huh.
We have rarely had so many comments on our Patreon or for RG Plus.
It's blowing up
Single
in there.
Life. Like we'll have like the other episodes. We'll get 35, 40 comments. Single Life is like 80 comments.
Yeah,
right
we almost
now.
Have 100. So. It, you know, it, it's why it's
people want to talk about Chantel's clown makeup.
Oh, it was bad. It's called I Did It in a Van. I've done car makeup. I think I've done car makeup on you in a car.
And I looked flawless.
Thank you.
Oh, I was that was supposed to be more about me. Oh, thanks. Well,
I guess it should be about you. It's hard in that car light.
But look what canvas you had to work with.
That's true.
Oh.
Well, it is much better now that you listen to me about your skincare.
I try. I didn't have to bring it.
Last time, I just put on a little foundation. I didn't have to actually use spackle. Just kind of slap it on you like a bricklayer and go, ow. Foom, 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 foom. No, it looks really good. I love making a bricklayer joke because they were, I always loved them when they'd come work for my dad. The bricklayers were hot. I didn't know that I wanted them to literally lay some brick. But I did.
And smooth the mortar all the way.
Yes. There was something about it. Like
sexual.
The cement, they just slap it on you like they spit on you. And then they clean it all up. Just, and it's like you never knew they were there.
So the song, The Mason from Working, you just jerk off to it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did your dad worked in land? Did anybody your father worked with, did you ever have little gay crushes on them?
I don't know. They were country folk.
That's all I had to choose from.
But I was a snob as a child.
Oh.
So oh. I did sometimes choose. I wanted my Mr. Darcy.
You had a crush on like your mom's accountant.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
A man with an office job.
Yes.
Who wore a shirt and tie.
Yes. Or the vicar the next town over.
Explains your minute play obsession. Which they're good.
Naked man, clothed man, or clothed man, naked man.
Clothed man, naked man. Yes.
No, I was. There were some hot guys sometimes, but like I was such a weird snob about because I would watch shows for like people who were fancy and I dreamed about that. But also I didn't know what a crush was until I was like, cause I knew I was supposed to have crushes on girls.
Mm.
And did you know, like when you were like 5 or 6, you had a crush on a boy? It was actual.
I just talked about this with my therapist this morning, actually.
Yeah.
I did not. I knew I had an otherness. A lot of queer people know. I knew I was different, but
yeah.
I actually thought it was more different because I had different dreams and different what I wanted to be in life. I didn't want to be anything. I was very much like, I got to get out of this small little town. I felt like that. It wasn't until high school that I started recognizing that I was having feelings about other guys. Yeah.
I don't think it was ever having feelings. I just wanted to like suck their dicks.
That's feelings. I remember sleeping like a twin bed with my friend Nathan and like having just a full on hard on and wondering if he did too.
Can we not talk about your body
just
in a sexual
raging
way?
Erection.
Disgusting.
Just throb, boom, 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 throbbing.
Oh, God.
Boom, 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 boom.
Let's start the show. How about
that? It's fine. I do remember that. It was during Christmas time because I was wondering if he had an erection. And then in the other room, I could see, this is from our Christmas story, that I could see my dad's wife, Brenda, at the time. I could see the tree topper she put on the tree, the Barbie tree topper that just went.
Just spun around.
Ding, 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 ding. And the motor just went. Tune into our Christmas story for that.
Our Christmas episode.
Our Christmas episode, yeah.
Ashley Manuel.
I mean, it feels...
We're getting down to it with them.
Fast and Furious.
Like tomorrow.
She's just... This got 90 Day Diary. She's filming shit on her phone. They're up packing. It was pretty funny. They're trying to pack the night before, and I actually thought Manuel had a stomach virus the way he acted, but no, it's just his soccer team was losing.
I will say this. My trainer... we know him, Eric.
Yeah, sweet ass.
Gets so excited and actually says, I'm sorry. I'm not really okay right now because the 49ers just lost. Like, he takes it so seriously.
My brother's that way with Notre Dame. He's a bad move for the rest of the day.
And so I thought it was really sweet where she said, look at this guy. And because he is so despondent that his team is losing. And you see, and what I like it is she doesn't really make fun of him about it.
No, not at all.
She just talks about it. And I really do think, I think what we've seen most of the season has been their unkindness at times to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they probably do have a lot of times when they're kind to one another.
I want to say this. I want to ask your opinion. Okay, we talked about Clayton and Annalie.
Yeah.
We talked about Rob and Sophie.
Yeah.
Nikki and Justin. Okay, so we also have Sam and Chitra. And that's it, right? Anybody else we're missing from this episode?
No.
On this season of 90 Day. Any other couples? It's just five. No.
On this episode.
Who else? Who did we not see this episode?
We did not see Gino and Jasmine.
Gino and Jasmine,
or,
yes.
Who else? Someone else.
Really?
Someone else.
All right.
Yeah, there's seven.
Because I want to argue and say, are Ashley and Manuel the most balanced couple on 90 Day Fiancé? Are they the couple with the most heart?
Mm.
He doesn't like this.
I disagree. Heart in what way?
And that, like, they have this, like you were just saying, you see these moments where they genuinely, like with Igor or Justin or Nikki, like they were trying to be, we didn't see it. But you actually see this, we've had several now moments, and we have one later on this episode with Ashley Manuel, where you see them really connect and care for one another.
I think this is the first episode that has been presented in that way for me to see it. I don't know.
No, because there was another episode. There was a what happened, and I remember you saying that was really touching.
I don't know
the beach when he was on the beach.
Yeah, I don't know if I could call them the heart of the season, like what we've done.
But who is?
I don't know if we have one this season.
So you're saying there's no heart to the season?
That's what
at
I'm
all.
Saying. I don't know. I would think that besides their first couple episodes, mm-hmm. I think Gino and Jasmine have had a really good season.
They have.
It looks like things are worse next week with Gino's family. And y'all, that's going to continue as they continue through Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it now. Who are your Happily Ever After picks?
Gino Jasmine. Ashley Manuel.
Totally. Bilal and Shida
for sure. Yeah, we've talked about that. I think we could still get just because they had another baby. I think we could get Libby and Andre.
But they were filming 90 Day Diaries.
Everybody does 90 Day Diaries.
Oh, okay.
Everybody does 90 Day Diaries. So I think they could be on Happily Ever After.
Yeah,
I think Angela and Michael are going to be on Happily
Angela
Ever After.
Angela and Michael, it, to me, for is sure. The get.
Because supposedly he's in the U.S.
He is. Angela and Michael, y'all, is a huge get for them.
Yeah.
That, like, we've been waiting years for that.
Years for that. So.
Yeah.
I'm
hoping for Jenny and Sumit. Because, y'all, Jenny had took a picture with Mama Sumit, and Mama Sumit's just giving deuces. Swear
she
to
is.
God. Deuces.
You know what? It's probably too soon to do it now. And apparently they might not be together again. But if Darcy and Stacey is canceled, I would love to see Darcy and Georgie on Happily Ever After.
I don't know if she would do the show again.
But I don't know if she would come back. Yeah.
I don't know if she'd do the show again.
She would come back. So
who else? Anybody else?
That's five, right? Do we have to add?
I will say, you know what I'm really worried about?
Who?
I'm really worried about Danielle
and Long Dong.
Long Dong Silver. Yeah. And Johan.
I'm really worried
about that. Because she's thirsty.
I wouldn't mind. I think you mentioned them one time. I wouldn't mind. I'm not going to remember their name. I wouldn't mind Steven and Olga. They're still together.
Yeah, I don't think they want to do the show.
I wanna,
it's hard to watch him sometimes.
I know.
Makes for good TV. You feel like he's going to hit her. No.
I want to not see that.
No, it's not safe.
But I love her, and I want to know if she's okay.
Tell us who you want in your happily ever after.
Yeah. Who's your hey dream team?
If there's such a thing.
If there's such a thing.
Who would you swap out Bilal and Shida with, even though they're inevitability? Because I just know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who is, you know who might be? We might see Liz and Ed and their breakup.
And their breakup, yeah.
That's possibly. Who I'm thinking.
I hope not. But probably because he gets a lot, because people talk about him and buy cameos. We're not the problem, y'all.
Know that we said you it are. Now. Happily Ever After, by the way, season 8, I believe, starts first or second week in March. So we're close. We will be, when we're touring, we'll be talking about probably Happily Ever After and Single Life.
Yes. Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're on a boat with Ashley and Manuel. We're not there yet. But no. So they arrive in Florida.
They're getting married at West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach.
Solly has decided not to come.
That's Aisha. Alicia's husband is not coming.
Now.
And Alicia's like, I don't want to bring that vibe. We're just here. Alicia's a good friend. She's like, we're just here to have fun.
This is strange.
I'm so sorry, by the way, with the balloons. Did you get stressed?
I had to go past it.
I couldn't look.
My issue here, there were way too many inflatables in this house in general. The issue here is, this is Solly says that he doesn't support what's going on. I'm wondering if, I guess I see this in two ways. His wife is going. Does he care that much?
It doesn't make sense. And it's kind of like with.
And it hasn't been a big plot point.
And yeah, in fact,
Or did he just have to work?
In fact, we saw the flashback where he brought up his. Why didn't they show that of them?
Yeah.
That felt like a weird flashback. I want to see all the friends sitting around. And if Sully brings up to Manuel that I'm not comfortable with you.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a really big missed opportunity.
So is it Solly? Solly's not comfortable with Manuel.
That's what it felt like, yeah, in the flashback. That's what he's not comfortable with. He doesn't trust him for them getting married. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with he doesn't let Ashley into his life and all that kind of. We're kind of guessing here, but I bet you he feels like he's here for a green card.
Okay.
But then, that's conjecture because we don't know.
Then what we needed is scenes with.
We needed that flashback.
But scenes with Ashley and Solly.
Yep.
That tells her how concerned he is. But they're making a big point of it. Like, we've seen this person twice, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three times. But he is a tangential character at best. The wife is much more in other scenes.
He'll probably be on the tell-all now.
And it seems weird that they're trying to. I think they're making a mountain out of a molehill here. I feel like the guy had to work.
Maybe that's it. I will say this. Anyone who, it's shitty, it's just like Sam's mom, that you're just making it about you at this point.
I also do want to tell, and I think even Alicia is trying to tell Ashley this, don't worry about my husband. Mm-hmm. But she can't let it go.
Yeah.
At her own kind of like, shower, mm-hmm. or her own like day before they go out there.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I wanted to say, this is this kind of thing where everyone has to like me, even people here have to approve of me. Everyone has to be giving me the seal of approval. Is just then, what do you want?
Well, yeah.
Are you convinced in yourself? Or are you mm-hmm. waiting to take the temperature of everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me. I just. She frustrates me so much when I watch her because she has so many funny things. And she even says, like I wrote down, she's pleased to see her friend Alicia, but all she can do is question her on how her husband feels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's eating away at her.
It. I mean, yeah, she's a big time. I mean, reason why sometimes people go into, I can speak to it from going into therapy. People go into fields of helping people and, like, you know, because she does the tarot, yeah, and all, which is, she is not cheap. As Sissy posted her price.
Oh, really?
She is expensive. But, which, that's fine. Know your worth. I'm not judging her for it. But I am saying sometimes people go into help people with conflict because they don't like conflict themselves.
Yeah.
So I was one of those people.
And she can't tolerate it.
And she can't tolerate it.
And all I can think of is, it's almost like she had that thing where she said, you know what? And my friends are going to support me. And if it all falls apart, they're going to be there to catch me. And there's this supposition that if no one supports me, if not everyone supports me, not everyone loves me. And it's,
I mean, yes, I guess. I don't think she was talking about a dig towards him. She was talking about, in that moment, her actual friends that were there. I feel like she was saying more, the friends are ride or, these friends are ride or die.
But no, she mentioned him. She said, can you tell him that one of the reasons that I've been talking to Manuel is because of this. Like, she was talking to her about her husband.
Yes.
On that trip.
I know, but when she made that comment about her friends being right, that was in her own talking head.
Right.
I think that was separate from, it felt connected, but it felt like she was just talking about her friends at the moment, not meaning to dig at that guy.
No, I'm talking, this wasn't on this episode.
Yeah.
This,
yeah,
was about four or five back when she talked about she needed her friends to pick her up.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
it felt like to me, attention seeking.
Yeah, I mean, I think I see it both. I see what you're saying. I also feel like, though, it is, can you point that light down? It's pointing up.
Fine.
You didn't set it right. Point it down. No, just move the thing. There you go. I just want you to be well lit.
Shut
That's
up.
It. But what I was going to say is, I do think it's nice to have, it's rare in life to know that you have friends that when you fuck up in life, that they're still going to support you. They'll be honest with you, but they're still going to support you.
Right.
I feel like, oh, I actually thought that. So when she said that, I thought that was a beautiful sentiment. Because if you are a good friend, if it's not hurting you, believe me, I've been to many weddings. I'm like, my friend should not be doing this.
I totally agree with you.
I'm
just saying the in the moment is one side of her mouth and the reality is in the other side of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, I think, to me, they think they cancel each other out.
Oh, okay.
That it's just, it's what she talks about her experience and then what actually happened,
mm-hmm,
is what I'm talking about. I thought, that's why I don't know we can trust in the moments with her, because she sanitizes everything.
Mm.
Because it's all her version of idealized version of things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all presentational. Because that's who she is.
I think a bit of presentational, but also a bit of unrealistically hopeful.
Exactly.
I think it's a lot of that.
That's what I'm talking about, sanitizing it to make her narrative make sense to her.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. In the reality of things, she comes across as painfully insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we saw her on her in the moments, she was this big personality who was confident. That's who she wants to be.
Yeah.
But she can't be that in her real life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the frustration for me of this season is watching that happen.
See, I guess I just see that in people everywhere. So I'm so used to seeing it doesn't bother me to watch it. That's
but we
70% of people I know.
We rarely see it on television on this show. Because they get people who don't know how to perform with the camera.
Yeah, uh-huh. Maybe that's why I like her, because we're all in that place of we want to be something, and but when we often show up, it's not that way.
I don't think that's effective for reality TV, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want you in the moments to explain and not to sugarcoat things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's capable of that.
I'm sad we didn't meet her at the party. I would have enjoyed talking to her.
I am, too. I would have liked to talk to her. Because I think her in real life and talking to her like a real person, and especially in real life, not on cameras, in real life.
I want to go to a strip club with her. I'd have a ball.
But I will say she's definitely the most interesting person we have seen on this show.
She's a star and she can ride this wave.
Yep.
Her Manuel can ride this wave.
I agree.
And I think she could do really well.
So later on, y'all, I mentioned this on the first show. She has got on a bride sash, these dangly earrings, a tiara. It looks like, you know how like a little girl gets into their mother's jewelry? It is so, it's like beyond XXX extra.
I mean, it's beyond extra, but it's her wedding. She's with her friends. They're in Florida.
Is that what people do?
Yes, that is what people do.
So you're saying, I've seen people with a bridal sash.
Yeah, I've seen people with the bridal sash, with the little short veil on their head.
And the earring. No, the tiara and the veil.
Yeah, the tiara, like a tiara veil. Yes, that's exactly what it, yeah, I've seen this, a lot of that.
So you're saying that that outfit was normal?
I think, yes.
Okay.
I'm not saying I agree with
it.
No, I just feel like I've seen it a lot.
Okay, then maybe I'm mistaken.
I come at it, sissies, but I feel like, because I haven't been to a bridal party. We're of a certain age where all of our friends are married off or divorced and just want to be alone.
I think it was just, there was so much. There was like earrings, there was a necklace, there was jewels. It looked like she'd put on a bunch of costume jewelry.
Honey, go to Nashville.
I guess you're
right.
You'll
see all these women on those buses, it would drive you, but it would drive you crazy.
Okay. I guess I'm just not so, I guess I'm, I just felt like, felt too much.
It's definitely not Poodle.
Yeah. So, the mother calls, she can't fly down because the first day of school, is this, does it mean the mother's going to be through a wedding, right?
I'm confused. It was, your mom can't come because she's starting school.
It's the first day of school.
And probably they're getting married. Y'all, they're going to get married on like a Tuesday or Thursday because it's cheaper. So it's probably just not, it's not a weekend thing. So mom can't come down there.
And mom's like, how many babies?
It is nice. So like we talked about earlier, like, I think the party they do is nice, and it in the house that they're starting off, because I think what is important to note is that some of Manuel's friends are there, some of her friends are there.
I think Jonathan, and maybe one of the
two, yeah, two, because remember one got drunk and couldn't go to things, so his other friend comes. So, I just thought it was Manuel even was like, if this feels special, this feels really nice to
no,
be with
this
people.
Was a good gesture.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
Sure.
So anyway, yes, so then later they talked to the mom. I will say, I get what you're saying with her in Talking Heads, because there happens later when they're on the boat and Manuel talks about he's enjoying himself, and then he calls some friends back in Ecuador,
yeah,
talks to them, and then he gets really sad and he sits there, and that's where Ashley comes up and asking if he's okay, and he's crying. It was really sweet, him saying he wanted his kids, yeah, to be here.
I'm glad she just listened to him and just, and glad, I'm so glad she did not say, cheer up, you're supposed to be happy, we're getting married, and just let him have that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times she's trying to change how he feels about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad she did not do that.
Well, I think a lot of times too, I feel like she gets activated when
he's in distress.
Well, no, I feel like she gets, yeah, activated when he's invalidating her pain.
Right.
Or, but this wasn't a two-sided fight. This was just, because I actually think she's good. It's when it's just his pain. I think she's very comforting and able to, mm-hmm, do that for him. But what she gets upset about is he's not able to do that for her.
He is not.
At all. So, but yeah, he misses it. So, and she, but I will say this little in the moment felt fake when she said, seeing him in this place, it makes me nervous. I feel like it makes our relationship suffers for some things. Or, yeah, I feel like it makes our relationship suffer and I worry.
Why did you think it was fake?
Because it doesn't go with who we've seen at all. She totally lives for vulnerability and for people being them on it and to comfort people. So I understand what you're saying, how there's this, who we see on the show is not this, not even the confidence. It makes me feel like, is there a lot of coaching on producers and of telling, giving her sound bites to say to move plot
maybe
along?
Maybe. I don't know. Later on, what did you think about when he said, I just want to do what my mother did for me and my siblings, is give my kids everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, fuck, man. I feel bad. There's still people who say he has a second family in Ecuador, which would be, I don't think that's the case.
No, it. To his credit, and we didn't talk about this, it's a huge deal that she met his children.
That's true.
Because I love when Ashley said that line, this was important to me because I do not want them to think I'm taking him away from them. That's not what I want at all.
Well, she talked to on the phone.
So I'm glad that that finally happened. That if they're literally about to get that it needed to happen way earlier, but
yeah,
I'm glad.
I'm glad it happened too, y'all. But who cares? Because we're at the strip club.
They get there. By the way, when they roll up there, y'all, they're already drunker than Cooter Brown.
They're
like
real drunk.
Manuel is just his shirt's kind of open. He kind of looks like you, actually. You get drunk and you just squint and you also start to get sweaty for no reason.
Oh, I'm so sweaty.
I don't know why you do that.
My hair is wet sometimes.
It could be December.
And my hair, and they're like, what's wrong with you? Did someone throw water on her? And my hair is wet.
It is.
Yeah.
They're drunk. Cooter Brown drunk.
So... Jonathan's passed out, but they're just so they were gonna do something with the guys, but like, nope, they're gonna come to the strip club with us.
So Manuel and the other guy are coming. It's a family affair. The girl's coming out for a
public
family affair. Public affair.
Family affair is also a song. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Out for a family. We should do a mashup like they did on Glee.
The fact that that's what you go to, you go to an obscure Jessica Simpson song.
It was
song.
A number one hit. Maybe top 20. I don't know.
I'm going to clock you.
I don't think it was number one.
Hey, Siri, where was Jessica Simpson's Public Affair on the Billboard charts? The single became Simpson's sixth top 20 single.
I said top 20. I said in the top 20.
And her third song to reach number 14.
There you go. No way number one. No, knew that.
The song also peaked at number 16 on the Billboard Pop Songs.
Wow.
And was her fifth top 20 since Take My Breath Away.
I did not like her version of that.
No.
No. You know what? She doesn't give a shit because she's made shoes and fragrance and she's
Family Affair
fuck.
By Sly and the Family Stone is a fucking classic.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. I'm not.
It's just not what you choose.
Family Affair. Oh. And the roller skating and is so cute.
And it's the wrong word.
Oh, I love it.
There's a literal song called Family Affair.
It just got in my head wrong.
Manuel says, like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, these traditions confuse me. I've never gone to a strip club with a woman before.
He does. She can't get mad. I'm an angel of God.
I'm an angel of God, and I never do anything.
That's a poodle statement.
I will say, he obviously, language is a problem for that, but... He knows how to be charming on camera.
They're both funny.
Yeah, they're both funny.
You can see why they fuck good and make each other laugh.
I feel like once he's got some English under his belt, they're going to be unstoppable.
I agree.
On Pillow Talk, they're going to be great on
They'll
Pillow
be great
Talk.
Great on Pillow
they're
Talk.
They're going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off.
Manuel, Ashley, if you're... Tell that husband of yours to learn fucking English as quick as you can,
yeah.
And y'all will soar.
He may be a little reticent because he I guarantee you, he's one of the reasons he doesn't speak it is he's afraid of sounding stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't want to fumble with his words. Yeah.
Y'all just try. Who cares what people think?
It's really hard for people, especially him. He's a very proud person.
I know. I'm just saying, anybody out there, I'm giving you permission. Who cares?
That he's going to listen to a middle-aged fag?
Yes. You never know. You never know.
So here we go.
So they're dancing, and Ash is like, he needs to remember how fun I am. She's like, come on. What? Like, I'm here to do this. And y'all, she's into this.
She's into it. And y'all, then she pulls Alicia aside and talk again about this tension between her and her husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is when she's like super drunk.
Yeah. This is true words.
True words. So what did Brandy say?
Drunk words or sober thoughts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I guarantee you the whole time that she's there, she's thinking about that friend at home who doesn't like Manuel. And she's like, but if one person doesn't like him, do I even like him? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. The the insecurity.
I don't know if it's if she. I don't think it's a deep thing. If they don't like him, do I like him? I think she's sure about that. I think it's more people pleasing him. If they don't like him, I need everybody to get along. I need all my friends to be. I think it's that, which is still just as deep. But I think it's this. Unable to handle people. Because think about how when Manuel gets upset, she hounds him and hounds him. She can't let him have his moment to like for his feelings.
Yeah, maybe so. I just feel like there's that moment where if not everybody, they're like, we all like it. We all like the person I'm dating, right? And there's like, but do I? I think there's a moment for some people who do
for
that.
For some people. I don't know for her though, but I think for a lot of people,
Anyway, so y'all... She did say she talks to the boys for the first time, and
because even in this, it's not about him, but it's like she has to let Ashley know he's okay. Don't worry about me, like
Alicia.
Or Alicia, I'm sorry. She has to let Alicia know, like it's fine. Don't worry, it's going to be good. Like she just can't handle them having doubts.
And I have to remind Miss Ashley that. The problem is you use those two friends to chantel on him.
It's true.
In fact, sometimes right in front of him when he couldn't understand English and you
what happens you, when you chantel people.
Yeah. Or some people saying the past participle should be chantold.
Chantold.
She chantold them.
She chantold them. I enjoyed that.
Anyway.
We wish them the best.
I think they will get married for certain. They are the besides Gino and Jasmine, they are the sure shot for me to get married. Anyone else? Everybody else? I think Clayton and Annalie will get married, and I think Sam and Sheetra will get married.
Oh, Sam and Sheetra for sure, because we already know that.
They got to fuck.
There's a rumor that, not rumor, but Sam's
Rumors
brother.
Nastiness.
Sam's brother is now dating
One of the eels.
One of the sisters.
Do you notice that the eels, we're going to talk about those in a second, they can barely stand up.
Yeah, they're just so...
They're boneless. Her sisters, y'all, they can't even stand up.
They're like nickel with their head. All right. We're doing something.
We're talking about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Speaking of...
It's... Ho, 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 ho. Salt Lake City... Final part of the reunion. Mm-hmm.
Part three.
What are your thoughts?
I think
to my notes.
I think the thing that I'm just going to... Everybody can talk about what was talked about, Monica and da-da-da. But I want to actually pull a poodle and talk about what I didn't like first.
Okay.
What I did not like was we never wrapped up the story. I wanted to see Angie apologize to Meredith Marks and the rest of them actually apologize to Meredith and say... We are so sorry. We thought that you were sending Instagram. Or at least
I wanted that too.
They didn't really even talk about. I feel like Meredith Marks was completely absent, really, from this tell-all. She had hardly anything to say, and when she was,
I think she was checked out.
She was checked out. She was very involved in the season.
Yeah,
they only talked about her butter thing. But I thought, because I bet Angie. Probably would have apologized for Meredith because I feel like that's important because Monica is the one who orchestrated the whole thing and played them. And it's, I think that was a sore moment.
It's almost as though they had 4 hours and they set a time, like the women said, we've got 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of ended and there was still a bunch
of
stuff.
Like I told you, it just ended weird. Like, well, that's it. And I went, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
What were your overall thoughts?
I think they were confronting Monica about these posts, and the fact that Monica continuously sit there and say I didn't write it, but she also shared it and she shared things 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and she's doing this in a public forum and she can't take responsibility for anything, so much so that the host has to actually say, as the voice of reason, Monica, you did, but don't you think You shouldn't have to do that with reasonable people.
Oh, she's completely
mentally ill, y'all.
It was actually good that Andy Cohen is.
She doesn't need to be on television.
A producer as well, because I was gobsmacked when she tried to say that she told them in her interview that she was reality Von Teese. When I went,
that's.
You would never have been cast on this show.
I gotta say
and
this.
Andy said that.
I gotta for people saying production knew, production doesn't like anyone who they can't trust.
Yeah, they're wild cards. That's why, like, you know, that's why there's no Paul and Carini anymore.
Yeah,
because they can't trust him. And Bravo's gone on record saying again and again that they did not know until that morning of.
Yeah, I don't. If production did that. If production were to do that, they'd be shooting themselves in the foot. It's just a terrible idea.
I think they're right. I believe them because, y'all, I think Heather Gay is a master. And I think she knew, let me wait to drop this. Let me drop this when I want to drop it. And basically, let me take the narrative back for us.
Well, she didn't find out until that day.
No, she had known. She had somebody investigating.
Right.
But she hadn't told production yet.
Right.
That. She was getting information.
I wrote, and I said, the other thing for me is Andy had to explain to this unfeeling piece of garbage why this might have hurt these women's feelings.
Oh, yeah, she didn't get it. She never got that.
It was staggering.
Yeah.
She didn't understand how it would have hurt their feelings. Anyway... Were you gagged when they said the reason how Lisa found out about the Snoop Dogg, or no, Lisa, Monica found out about Lisa flying with Snoop Dogg was because she had access to Jen's security cameras?
That was pretty, like...
and that's when I went, that's diabolical.
That's the problem. Y'all, that's the problem with running a con now. Everything's electronic.
Yeah.
Therefore, everything can be found. Everything could be found.
There was a one time too where Angie was talking. She's like, "You lowbrow rat." She's like, "Brown, you're calling me brown."
She tried. Yeah,
and it's like
she's trying to. She's just an evil.
She's
troll.
She's
monster.
A troll. She's an internet troll who's trying to get people on her side, and she'll do anything to do it. She's the worst kind of creation. From this internet age we live in.
I agree.
We're responsible for Monica, sadly.
You are, not me.
You're just as responsible.
I said this before. I thought Andy did great. I thought he did really... I thought I enjoyed that he held Heather Gay to the fire and said, you implicated production in this black eye thing. People can lose jobs from that.
Yes.
It made her feel like shit and shamed, but honestly, Heather Gay needed to hear it in a public forum.
I will say this. Then the other women took their time and forgave Heather on the air.
And they understood why she did it.
Which was crazy.
That was a great moment.
And y'all, they just sealed themselves. And they sealed themselves starting off on a good season.
Yeah.
New season. They supposedly have two new people cast.
Yes.
For next season. I don't know if Mary's going to be back.
She might pop in back and forth.
Yeah.
Again.
I will say also, they kind of refused. At one point, Andy kind of refused to talk about Jen Shah anymore. And I went, y'all, this is the epilogue of Jen Shah.
I love that he, not refused, he basically, as a producer, said, now this is done and it's buried and let's... So I actually am excited because I think Salt Lake will be a season without any Jen Shah. And because the way Andy said, it really is, and it makes sense that, y'all, you know, if you think Monica is bad, she is nothing compared to Jen Shah. Jen Shah is a true monster on earth.
Yeah.
And the fact that Andy was able to say, and to see actually, because I knew it, but when he said, wow, this has really been years worth of this, of the damage this one woman has done to all of you. And they're all just sitting there like someone poured vinegar on them looking sour. It was a moment.
Yeah. And then the very end, like, Monica, is there anything else you want to say? No. And the way Monica through the entire, and I, this is the thing, she had to sit in the mess she made through the entire tell-all. I'd mentioned that I think she shouldn't have been in there to the end because she had nothing to do with these women. I'm glad she had to sit through the whole thing.
Yeah, I am too.
And I think she totally earned that spot right next to Andy. Because mm-hmm. she had, and so did Heather. They earned both of them earned it.
In their own way.
And weirdly, Monica bragged about it to Anne. She's like, well, I'm sitting here and you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's like the meta about this reunion. That's how Monica's head works.
Well, yeah, it's all going to come back to me. What's hurting me, what's helping me, always to me.
Unreal.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Absolutely unreal. I, unlike other people, I don't want to see her back on The Traitors. I don't want to see her on House of Villains.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something about her that feels disingenuous to the point of there are rules of reality TV that you need to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be a villain, but you can't be that kind of villain.
Won't be the last of her. I don't know if we might not see her on Bravo again, but they'll put her on E for something.
They'll put her on House of Villains.
I'll
say this, y'all. She'll do anything.
She'll do anything. Yeah.
They might cast her for The Traitors, but she'll be a mess on it.
Yeah.
I think that's also a... I think Bravo has I think it's made by Bravo, isn't it?
What?
Traitors?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
We'll see. With
a different production cast.
What's his name again?
Joakim Booster.
Joakim Booster. He was in Fire Island, right?
Yes.
All right.
Wrote it.
He and Bowen Yang look nothing alike when I think about it.
But they were both in the movie.
I just think about gays and, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where do you want to start?
Move on.
Sure. But no, they talked about her being in the potentially in The Traitors on that Watch What Happens Live. Andy didn't respond to it, but the guest did. So who knows?
I don't want to see it.
Well, I don't watch The Traitors anyway, unless Sissies want us to for a Bicurious.
I think it's going to be an option. There's so many good options for January, y'all. It's hard.
The plight of Poodle.
I stay awake at night. Yeah, Sam and Sheetra.
I think you're awake for other reasons.
Piano Cat 77.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever Scruff does. Yeah. Fog. Somebody should make a gay app called Foghorn. And every time somebody sends a dick, it goes. Yeah. If it's a butt, it goes. Sam and Sheetra.
We are dress shopping with the Eels.
Yes, Teresa and Laura. Is that their name? No, what is?
No!
No, Teresa and Laura, the women helping them at the dress place. I just wrote the name. They're like, what kind of dress do you want, sugar? And Sheetra's like, white.
An American one?
Like, she doesn't know.
How do you American wedding?
So she's having a religious ceremony and then a traditional American that she's
and her ceremony. Dream wedding is Twilight.
I have tied by the time that I love you for 1,000 years.
I already read Sissies for Filth. for using that song for their wedding. So I'm not going to do that again.
I do like that song. I wouldn't use it for my, but I do.
I played that right after that movie.
I know you did.
It was like at every fucking wedding.
It is pretty when they get married, and he sparkles like diamonds.
She's like, in the woods, like Twilight.
What happened to Jacob? Team Jacob.
He's nowhere.
Is he even acting
now?
No
one's Team Jacob anymore.
Well, I liked him. They're just shirtless, and then they turn into werewolves. Woof.
He kind of quit acting.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. That's another hot Taylor.
He was in that movie, John Cameron Mitchell. Or no, John Cameron, John Hancock, John.
No, John Cameron Mitchell did.
John Cameron Mitchell is Hedwig.
Yeah.
John Cameron Must Die. It was like a comic book movie where he goes to Mars and he's shirtless the whole time. But
not,
it's a terrible
movie.
No,
it's John Tucker Must Die was Jesse Metcalf.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know if a lot of people saw this movie.
I don't know
about.
It is my favorite part of Abbott Elementary when Shirley Ralph says the wrong name for someone like I do. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, but she's playing a character. You're not, sadly.
So am I. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's not your character.
I think it's John Carter. It
that's
Disney
right.
Bomb. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a bomb.
See, I got there. But you should watch it. He's shirtless the whole time and hot.
He's a really hot guy.
It's a terrible movie.
So, and she's
first
like,
dress.
Also, Sam looks like a vampire because he never gets old.
Yeah, so we find out, y'all, she's into vampires.
I like her. I like her so much.
You like her because she's you.
she's hurrying
to marry a guy, switching him to her religion just so they can bang because she wants to have vampire sex.
I just think she's a sweet girl and...
Yeah, no, she's dirty and filthy underneath like you. Poodle and Sheetra cut from the same cloth.
So what'd you think of these dresses? This is not as expensive a shop as the one that Mm-mm. Sophie went to, but this off the shoulder dress she had, I thought it was nice.
It was simple. It was pretty. Didn't really do anything for her shape though.
I agree. The second dress fit her much better.
I wrote it's very pretty, yes.
Yeah. And the sisters, the eel sisters, basically say...
I wish the bottom was connected.
And they go, so, are you sure you want to marry them?
They're like, yeah, what if he goes to jail? Are they just cold? Looks like they're cold all the time.
It does seem like they're cold, but it also seems like they don't have any bones.
Yes, they look like us when we were in Chicago and New York during the polar vortex.
And then she says, if he goes to jail, I'll wait till he gets out. I love this idea. She's like, I am marrying this dopehead. I don't care who, daddy or whoever else. I am marrying this junkie regardless.
I do think she loves him. And I think she wants to get away from her father.
That part.
I do. I think she
that
doesn't
part.
Want to be controlled anymore. And we see that. We'll talk about it later. But first of all, we're doing a Pawn Plus.
Pawn Plus.
Pawn Plus. Welcome to Pawn Plus, everybody. Today, we got sales on. We got a discounted sale on.
And with every ring you buy, you get a gun.
You get a gun. Timex watch is on sale for $5.
And you get a gun every time you buy one of those, too.
Every time.
You get lots of guns. No background checks.
Watches are only guaranteed for 1 week.
But a gun's guaranteed for life.
At Pawn Plus, you get your life. In order
with a gun.
Pawn Plus. Okay. Sam's mom is meeting him to shop
there
for
with
a ring.
Dee Dee, and someone got extensions.
She got they're pretty decent extensions.
Come on,
they could be better.
her hair color isn't even close to those extensions.
It's
color.
Not it's not at all.
I just went, someone got extensions.
Someone got extensions. So
she
seems excited. She said, I don't worship their religion. She always wants to make it clear. She does not worship their religion.
Here's the thing. She seems excited, but it's also that she wants him to know she consistently doesn't support it. It's the kind of thing where she's like, you know, you know what Jesus says, we love the sinner and hate the sin. I have to love you and I'll love her, but I will hate that religion. It gives me that vibes the whole time.
It does. It is. She's indicating support, but not really showing support. Because if she actually showed support, she would go to the ceremony he is specifically asking her to go to.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad when he full on comes out and says, I would love for you to go. It would mean a lot to me. And she's still like, no, can't. What an asshole.
And anyway, and she's like, you know, I don't push my faith on people.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, and she's
because she thinks Sheetra is pushing her faith on him.
Yeah. And in a way,
and maybe she is, but
is because she's saying the only way you get this pussy is to go through Islam.
And so that's fair. She is. I think if you asked Sam if he wanted to convert, I actually feel like he would say no.
What he would say is, it's not even an option. It's not even worth thinking about. This is what I do. My life is with her. I'm going to convert because this is what I need to do. And yeah.
Not really putting a lot of effort into it, though. And I think that could, maybe she doesn't care, but her dad does.
This is the thing. As soon as her dad and those eel sisters go, she's not going to give a fuck what he does when she's not around.
That's another reason why I think she wants to get away from dad, because other sister married Sean's brother too to get the fuck away from dad.
That should tell you.
It should tell you something. This dad is really coming off as so sweet and nice and all this.
That's a good point.
I think he's controlling as fuck.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, we're moving away from Dee Dee. They buy a ring for $278.
I'm not done yet. Also, Sam talks about, I can say this now. Another reason, evidence too that Sheetra is poodle, she's into serial killers.
True.
So convince me otherwise. Sorry, go ahead. So yes.
Y'all, Sheetra's one of y'all. Sheetra's like a sicko, like all of ya, into serial killers.
This one here.
I was thinking today we need to come up with names of people who are fans of Smothered. Like, and I thought Smothered Heads, and I'm like, no, just sickos. They're sickos. Or, and I kind of prefer this one, people who need to take a long, hard look at themselves in the mirror. But it's too long.
Okay, we can shorten that, yeah.
Because you do. People who like that show, y'all need to...
I look in the mirror every day and feel fine. Okay, so yes, he buys a ring. He gets $20 off. It's a pretty ring.
It is.
So that's when he asks mom, are you coming to the wedding? She's like, yeah, I am. He's like, no, the other one. No, not that one.
I don't think anyone should be told they have to
Sam Fullen says, this is the most important moment of my life. I think I would, you know, he said, I could wish you, he says it is in the moment. I wish you could check her feelings for an hour or two. He's impressing dad, y'all, because they got farmhouse chic going on where they're staying.
They're shiplap.
Yeah. It's a JoJo house.
Ugh. Fuck them.
Not anymore.
Fuck them.
So they're in this Airbnb. It's beautiful. It's really pretty. It's on a farm.
Yeah, it's huge. This was not cheap.
And dad's like, this is where rich people live in Indonesia because there's so much space. And dad looks at him and says, do you think you could get it? And while they're standing by the picture of Jesus, they're standing by this picture, and dad says, kind of looking at the picture and says, do you think you could have a house like this one day? And Sam's like, yeah, but we're going to have a bunch of kids if we have it. Like 5 or 8 kids.
Later on, she's talking to her dad, and he basically says, so, y'all, dad's police acumen is up. And he knows.
And she says this time he's worked with a lot of drug use, and he is not a fan of drugs.
And she's like, so, does Sam use narcotics or just prescription drugs? And she goes, oh, just medicine that the doctor gives him.
And she explains what he got arrested for. It was a friend's prescription that Sam was taking.
For his girlfriend's father's pain meds. I'm telling you, this story changes every single fucking time.
It really does. That's why they need to do what Aunt Darla does. So what Aunt Darla does is when you go to her house and she gives you medicine, she bought empty pill bottles. So she just kind of gives you the empty pill bottle and just writes in a Sharpie what it is. So then it never gets traced back to her. Because Aunt Darla's got anything and everything you ever wanted. You want a Lord Tab. You want a...
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe when we go, I can just stay at Aunt Darla's house. You pick me up and I'm like...
Fine by me. She would love it. Then she could tell everyone that you stay with her and not Aunt Peggy.
Oh! I could never look your Aunt Peggy in the face again.
She wouldn't. Oh, she'd be furious.
You know what? I can't stay with either of them. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just raid Darla's medicine cabinet later.
You just tell her, you're like, hey, I've got a little bit of a headache. And she'll say, here's
it's like,
a,
here, honey, have a Percocet.
Yeah, she'll say, here's a hydrocodone. You're like, it's not really that bad of a headache. No, don't use it. Just take it. You want some muscle relaxers? Just anything and everything.
She keeps saying it's on the, I think he's totally on to Sam. And then she's basically saying, Dad says, you should reconsider your plans, because are you sure you want to wait till this trial is over? And she says, I promise you, he's being honest and he's not guilty, and breaking up isn't an option for me. And y'all, she's saying it like, Daddy, I love him. Oh, my dearest daddy. That's what Omio Babino Caro means.
Oh, really?
Omio Babino Caro. Like, Omio Babino Caro means, oh, my dearest daddy, he pleases me. He pleases me greatly. Oh. If you don't let me marry this man, I will throw myself into the Arno, into the river.
Wow.
And yeah. And
threatening suicide.
Daddy, please have pity, Daddy. Dearest Daddy.
Stop saying Daddy.
Babbo Pietà.
That's fine. Just Daddy. Say it in Italian.
Daddy.
How many times have you, with show of fingers, how many times have you sang O Mio Babbino Caro while in a sling?
Well, I usually don't get past the first couple of bars because they stuff a sock in my mouth.
A sock.
Or a jockstrap.
Or a dick.
Ooh, it's this.
You're great.
This one.
Oh,
woo!
Oh boy. Me undies, y'all.
This is the other one. Isn't that cute?
Woo!
Now, I will say, this is one of the rare times that an aria could work. A very common
You're not
aria.
Wrong.
But she says, then he says...
The dad's smart because he says, if I tell you not to marry him, will you listen?
And I was waiting for her to say, to backpedal, and she goes, looks at him right square in the face, not at all.
Not at all. I gotta say, she's got backbone.
And she says, I'm gonna stick it out with him no matter what, because I'm getting out of this town. I'm getting out of East West Java.
Yes, I'm getting out of Indonesia.
Get out and stay out. I'm taking back my life. My life.
No more cupcakes for you.
No.
That's the show. We said that at the same time. I forgot an announcement I wanted to remind people of. I am guesting, first of all, we're sending our love to Kyle at Kim and yes. Kyle at Cray Cray. Kyle's going through it. I hate that we're in the same club. We love them very much.
Allegedly.
I'm going to be guesting on the 90 Day Show of Cray Cray. It's going to be myself and Kim. So be sure to listen to that, and we send them our love.
We send them our love.
All right, and Poodle probably will send him a dick pic.
Ooh.
Nothing cheers you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pic,
even a straight man.
A dick or a hole?
Maybe something in the middle, like the end of my balls.
Oh, when you care to send the very best. That's Poots. Wow.
Like balls that are like overarching like a theater awning.
Mm-mm. They just look like chipmunk brains. All right, everybody, that's the show. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever been dress shopping and you just lean over and say, do you really want to marry him? Poor unfortunate show. You can call us.